Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's that time of the morning where we say good morning to Dr. Anthony Rao, nationally known child psychologist and author of The Power of Agency. Good morning, Dr. Rao.
Good morning to you both.
How you doing today?
I'm doing well. We're supposed to have great weather here today, so I've got a whole bunch of cases lined up for virtual stuff. I'm going to do it all on my deck.
Nice, and just enjoy some sunshine. That's good. We like that. So you're going to be working from home, but now as we talk about this, can we talk about the feeling everybody seems to have nowadays, working from home, feeling more like living at work?
Exactly what it's like. That's what I'm hearing. You know, it isn't like, oh, this is just temporary and we can just have the kids at home while they're virtual learning and we're going to be stuck outside the office. So, you know, just trying to make this go day by day. You know, we're realizing that this thing is going to be a while. I think at you know, best case scenario, right, in a couple of weeks, just as we're rounding around Labor Day, half time, maybe you'll be at home with your kids during those really critical hours. But, you know, that's probably an optimistic guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm thinking to myself ahead of time, like, I know the calls are going to pour in once we hit September, and the stress levels are crazy. So I'm really asking parents right now, take these precious couple of weeks and start practicing how this is going to get pulled off. And I've been thinking a lot about it. Like, it isn't an impossible task. I think if you diagnose this right, meaning, like, what's really the worst part of it? Like, if you get right at it, what's making this so hard for parents is really those moments when they have to have a meeting with their peers or those video or Zoom times when they're stressed and it's like performance anxiety, like they're on the stage and they're worried about, you know, a cat's going to jump on their lap or a kid's going to walk in their underwear or something, and that feeling of being judged. And, you know, it's just to live like that hours a day in your own personal space is just overwhelming. And I think if we could do a few things and start to help parents grab some control in their lives, then we can make this time together a lot better.
Can you give me an example of what do you mean by practice or rehearse or kind of go through the motions? What would we do? Let's say we got little kids in the house.
And let's start with the little kids, because I think in some respects they seem on the surface like really hard to do this with, but in some ways they're really the most pliable in a way. So, you know, we've got to just get the strictest, toughest expectations and boundaries you've ever had in your home. You know, parents don't say, well, I think it's okay, you know, to play with fire and, you know, and you can take those knives out and play with
yeah.
them. Just, you know, you have a really clear rule, don't you, about this?
Yes, like, it of isn't course.
Like there's no option. You've got to have it with this. In this family, there are times when daddy or mommy are going to be working. So if the little ones, you set up a workstation. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. It can be right outdoors when the weather's good. They have little bins with their work all set up. They have snack choices right there.
Okay.
You've got to rehearse this over and over again. I would say get some blue painter's tape and start to put it around certain sections. Protect your screen space so that you know when you have this, sure, there'll be an occasional something, you know, a knock on a door or somebody walks through. That's okay. You got to loosen it up, but you've got to get really tough about this. It's a beautiful opportunity for kids to learn, oh, I actually have a role here. You know, years and years ago, right back in the olden days, most people had family businesses, and the kids, like, either participated or they knew what they needed to do or what their unique role was, you know, in the gas station, the store, you know, whatever it was, the restaurant, and they all did their part. And we've lost that sense of that responsibility even for younger people.
I was having a meeting with somebody the other day, and her daughter was part of the meeting. And it was funny. I was really impressed with the way the mom handled it. Like, the daughter wanted a box really bad in the middle of the meeting. And she was like, Mommy, I want this box. And she just very gently just got the box and said, okay, now you can go and use that to make what you're making, and like took it out of there. But I was so impressed with how she kept her cool. You know, it didn't bother her one bit.
Yeah, now that's a great example of a mom that has got her head around this. And that's the other thing we have to do. We have to adapt our mind to the way it is. We have to control what we can, and then we have to let all of it go. Once you make the decision, hey, I'm choosing to have my kids home while I'm home because this is the safest thing for now, given what we're seeing, and until we really have clear indicators, fine, you know what? We'll do it this way. This is what I'm choosing to do. And you can talk yourself through that over and over again. Suddenly you own something that you didn't control. And it isn't that other type of message of, oh, I feel so bad. The kids are missing out on so much. Or when is this all gonna end? That's that whole, the world operates on me, I'm helpless, versus, you know what, fine. You know, it's not going to be pretty. It's not, you know, it's not going to be perfect, but it'll be realistic. And I'm at least choosing to take that on.
Is it all right? Now, I might not be wording it quite the right way it should be worded, but help me with this. I feel like people as parents were used to being a parent, but then going to work and having some solid adult time and then going back to be a parent. And I think there's a lot of, I miss that.
Yeah, we're not getting our little life vacation.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's a constant responsibility of your children of all ages.
It brings up a bigger point, which is, you know, during this pandemic and being sort of locked in our worlds a little bit more closely, I think we're seeing things that are not really healthy. One of which is the boundaries loss. This goes back to boundaries between children and adults. Not between kids and moms and dads, because that's like moms and dads are adults that are constantly in service of children, right? Mm-hmm. What about their needs? What about their adult needs? What about their time? There has to be a sense of respect. I've worked with cases where I've had to coach parents on, hey, your kids just can't walk into your room and, you know, jump right in anytime they want while you're there. And the boundaries have gotten lost over the years in terms of just, this is the time that we spend and we're going to watch our program. It's the time that children go to bed in our house. And again, this takes a lot of rehearsal, a lot of changes. It might be too late for some of the kids that are, you know, 11, 12 or 13, but try. It's about getting back to the sense of you're a person first. If you can't take care of yourself, your needs as an adult, you're not going to be an effective parent. You're going to be an anxious parent.
Yeah, so it's okay to set those boundaries, and it's okay to carve out the me in this whole world of your kids and your family and everything.
Yeah, in fact, I'd go a step further. If you don't carve out those boundaries, kids start to take too much control, too much power. They actually start to sort of play you, if you will. And way deep down, I think those are anxious kids. They're like, you know, hey, really, somebody really in charge here? I better step up in my childlike way and just become demanding.
That is one of the trickiest balances of this whole thing, is the me time versus family time versus parent time. Like, that's a tricky one. So whatever guidance you can give would be great.
Tell me about the power of agency.
Well, this is a book that came about from watching people. This is just prior, within the year or so prior to the pandemic, watching people, really the highest functioning people we knew, just sort of falling down on the job, if you will, you know, just really high achieving people, always had it together. And they were reporting, you know, to my co-author and I, just, you know, lots of stress and finding they were overwhelmed. And we started to pull the lens back and looked, and anxiety had been climbing like crazy anyways in the United States. We hear a lot about it. So we went on a mission to figure out, like, what are the things that people can do? And it turns out there were seven principles we learned from higher focused, achieving, clear-headed people, what we can do to sort of make our world more within our control. That's what agency means. I'm my own agent. I can be the master of my ship.
I love the book. It is The Power of Agency. You can go to powerofagency.com if you want to learn more about it. Always good talking to you, Dr. Rayo. Thank you.
Oh, have a great weekend, guys.
Okay, you too. Nowadays, working from home feels more like living at work. That was a good conversation with Dr. Rayo on KISS 98.5.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.